Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris, he is Rob, and we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can also follow Rob and me on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFSR on the gram. We got Antonio Daniels joining us at the bottom of the hour. Of course, we'll get into all the NBA talk with him. And speaking of NBA, that is where we're going to stay.
Let me say this first. Aaron Judge with yet another home run. What a season he's having. MVP, bet on himself, is probably going to get $300 million. All right.
I mean, to me, Rob, I'm not surprised. Okay, the home runs are a little higher than you might expect.
Yeah, I mean.
The question is, will he stay healthy? That's it. Yeah. That is the
He is a great player.
Right,
I agree.
There's no doubt. I'm convinced that the Yankees know that. That their only question is health. I don't think is he that great? He's the best player. He's arguably the best player in the league. Obviously, yep. You got Mookie Betts and some others, but Mike Trout and all that. But if he stays healthy, Rob, he should get paid and he deserves it. He's a great face for the organization. And more power to him. I hope he stays healthy. I was hoping he stayed healthy just in general, you know,
especially
with the money on the line.
It's been fun just to see. You know what I mean?
Because
me and you, we talked about this before, and Stanton came back off the DL, his first injury, Chris, and he hit a home run as well in the first inning. 3-1 Yanks over the Twins in Minneapolis. All right.
I wouldn't say Judge is a top five slugger of all time like some people did. A few years ago.
Who was that, me?
Well, that was you, and you know
it. You forgot about that? Are you still remembering that?
I'm pulling your leg.
Because
it was so crazy. But anyway, all right, let's get into this NBA stuff, Rob. Speaking of, you know, all-time greats, Bob Myers, the GM for the Golden State Warriors and obviously the architect of this dynasty. You got to give Bob Myers credit. He was on 95.7 The Game in the Bay Area today, a radio station out there in San Francisco, Oakland. And Rob, he was told, and I think I mentioned this to you before, Steph Curry is only the third player in NBA Finals history. Now, Rob G, check this out. He's the third player in NBA Finals history to average 25 points, 5 assists, and 5 rebounds a game on 55% true shooting. The other two, Michael Jordan and LeBron James. Now, there are actually 4 players, Rob G., that have averaged 25, 5, and 5, along with Steph, MJ, and LeBron, is Kobe Bryant, but Kobe didn't do it on the 55% true shooting. But anyway, when Myers was made aware of that, here's what he said.
He's a made man. There's nothing he's done. Forget about this final. It's already been done. He's already done it. I mean, he's already proven it. I don't know what he has to continue to prove. I don't know what it is about him that causes people to fail to recognize what he's doing out there.
And he started that, Rob, with "It's so sad we have to defend him." And I think he was talking to you. And so answer, I mean, Bob Myers just threw it out. Why in the world do we still have to defend Steph Curry? And you're you're one of the people he had in mind, I'm sure.
I just think at some point, okay, people, when you talk about all-time greatness, Chris, we talk about, they're going to nitpick at your resume. They're going to take a look. You've done all these things in the finals all this time, yet you haven't won a finals MVP, yet you've had those moments where you haven't knocked down a big shot. It's more than one thing. Sure, he's put up numbers. Chris, if there was a signature moment in the finals where Steph does a half-court three, dribbles up, and bangs down a three and they win the game or win a championship on that shot, it would be different. We don't have a signature shot in the finals. We don't have a finals MVP. We saw in game one where he went Casper the friendly ghost for the last 6 minutes and his team lost. So we've seen those moments. That's why everybody's not in lockstep over Steph Curry. It doesn't mean they don't respect his ability or his talent, but he doesn't have that moment. That's what people look for. They're looking for the Michael Jordan shrug of the shoulders. I don't know. I can't believe I'm knocking down all these shots. Or some big shot where you go, man, that gave me goosebumps. Oh, my God, Steph Curry's unbelievable. Did you see that shot to win the game and win another championship? We haven't seen it. I think that's fair. I don't know why people are acting like Steph's done everything. No, he hasn't. He hasn't given us those memories yet, Chris. That's what people are warning and trying to get and feel like he's complete but incomplete because he hasn't given us those moments yet. And I think it's fair for fans and people to question and say that Steph's not all the way there because we don't have any of those.
Well, I think, number one, it depends on the context of the discussion. If you're talking about, as many have brought up now, top 10 players of all time, and that's fair in that discussion. If you're talking about, is Steph an all-time great? Is Steph one of the best guards in the history of basketball? Is Steph a top 15 or 20 player of all time? Then that's where the problem is. Do you agree with all of those statements, Rob, that he is an all-time great guard, that he's a top 20 player of all time? Or if I'd say
top
15,
20. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, so go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think that everybody thinks he's top 10 or
no, everybody
or he's Magic
think
Johnson
that
or anything like that. I think, you know what I mean?
I think that's where the difference is. And I'm not going to really fight you on it as long as you acknowledge he is great. And I think he's top 15 of all time. If you say top 20 as some others do, that's cool. And to your point, we do nitpick. If we're in the top 10 of all time discussion, we're going to nitpick Kobe. And we're going to bring up the Phoenix game in the playoffs where he quit on his team.
And Chris,
we're gonna nitpick Steph. We're going to nitpick Shaq. We're gonna nitpick everybody. Bird. And so I'm fine with that. But I do agree with Bob Myers when he says Steph is a made man. He is. And here's the thing, Rob. I get what you're saying about that moment. Now, let's see how this series plays out. It's somewhat fair, but it also, like, to me, look, a basketball game isn't won or a championship isn't won in a moment.
No,
it's won over the course of a 48-minute game. And that is sometimes that does bother me. The commentary from you and others bothers me because it narrows down a 48-minute game to the last 10 seconds.
Okay, but let me just say this.
How it works. If Steph's not dropping his 25 points, they're not even in position for someone to make a game-winning shot in the last 10 seconds. So that's what I disagree with. I mean, let's just be, true about it. The whole game matters. I get it. Late moments are important, but to act like they erase the previous 46 minutes or 47 minutes and 30 seconds is ridiculous.
But here's what I'm going to say. You can look at KD has two of those shots in his only
what
two.
What shots?
Well, big shots, the one in front of LeBron's face.
There were big shots in that series.
Hold on.
They were up 2-1? 2-0?
LeBron has a couple of a handful of moments that you can look back. Even at the junior skyhook by Magic. There are just moments that people look at. And, Chris, maybe they don't matter
Magic
to you.
Rookie season.
But I think that there are fans who look for those kind of special moments, and Steph hasn't had one yet. And I think you just talked about it before on Monday. I don't remember what day it was.
Had they won that game where he had
the big first quarter, but obviously they didn't win. Obviously he went scoreless the last 6 minutes. So you'll never talk about those 21 points in the first quarter and six threes because they don't really factor in. And that would have been a moment where, even though it's not at the end of the game, you could have looked back and said, remember he put on that show in the first quarter and he blew out the Celtics or whatever it was. So I do think maybe it's not big for you, but I do think some
I'm
fans
not saying
like
it's
that.
Not big, but I'm saying because Ray Allen hit that shot against San Antonio, does that make him better than Kevin Durant?
It makes him more memorable. And
Steph ain't got to worry about being memorable.
No,
I mean,
he's
going to be memorable whether you got a finals shot that you point to or not.
That's the thing.
His career is memorable.
I get his career, but I'm talking about those moments and those baskets. And all sports, those home runs in the bottom of the ninth, there's just certain things that make you think about people in a certain light.
We think about Kirk Gibson, right?
Two hit. He got two big home runs.
Right.
But you know who he is.
There are hundreds of greater players than him.
But you know who he is because of
that. Fine, but I know who Steph Curry is because he won three championships, the only unanimous MVP, and he's the greatest. He changed the game of basketball. I mean, I'm not trying to belittle moments, Rod, because you are right. There are certain moments. But my thing is, if Steph never has that moment, that doesn't diminish his greatness. If they win this championship, and I could argue game two was a moment. Now, they blew him out, but why did they blow him out? Because of Steph. And so some people might not look at that as, oh, that moment. But if they let's say they win this series. He's the finals MVP, but there is no quote-unquote moment, right? Like, their wins are maybe like game two when they blow him out. He plays great, but there's no – doesn't have to be a last-second shot, anything like that. Does that diminish? I mean, would you still say, even if he's got the finals MVP, he's got two rings now without Durant, would you still be saying, yeah, but he's 0-for-9 in potential game-winning shots in the playoffs or finals, or he's – doesn't have that quote-unquote moment.
Well, I mean, if he wins a championship, that's going to boost up his resume. But if he doesn't win, I just think that...
No, but I'm asking you in hypothetically.
Yeah, if he wins,
if he
obviously
wins,
the
but doesn't have that quote-unquote moment.
Yeah, but
that
it's not...
About.
It's what we're talking about when it comes to looking at a player, and obviously if he wins the MVP, that's going to be good for him because that checks another box. But without that is what I'm saying, why people look for moments and situations that they can wrap themselves around.
So if he has the finals MVP, you're not so much looking for a moment.
Exactly, because he checked that box. But you see what I'm saying? If he doesn't check that box, and he doesn't have it, and they don't win, then you're like, well, Steph was a great player, did all that. But, man, in the finals, he never had that moment. He never won a finals MVP. You could use that against him when you talk about the greatest of all time. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, when you're in a top 10 discussion, I get it. You, like we've said it a number of times before, Rob, you nitpick.
You
and
do.
You would say, hey, Kobe's got a finals MVP, a couple of them, you know, Shaq, so on and so forth, Bird. And Steph doesn't. But I would just say, don't let that erase the fact that this dude is, think about that, one of four. Because I'm going to throw Kobe in there because true shooting percentage, and Kobe was not as efficient as these three guys. I get it. But still, one of four to average 25-5-5. Not Durant, who's capable of putting up those numbers. Not Bird, who was capable of putting up those numbers. I mean, Magic could have scored like that, but that wasn't his role. But think no one else. And if he's putting up 25, and let's say, I mean, he is their closer now, of course. He was one of their closers with Durant. But if you had another closer, I mean, how many times, Rob, was it Fisher or Robert Horry that ended up hitting the big shot for the Lakers? With Shaq and Kobe there. Doesn't mean Shaq or Kobe, you know, couldn't close or doesn't diminish what they did over the 48 minutes, but they might not have been the one to hit the big shot. So I just think sometimes there's way too much emphasis on hitting that last shot. As valuable as that is, the first 46 minutes is huge, is part and parcel critical to the game. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. We are talking Steph, and we want your opinion. Do you agree with Bob Meyer's statement that Steph is already a made man? And why do some not give him props? Maybe some of you. Why don't you give him his props? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This was a great song. Good on you, DJ Alex the Vegan.
Top five song of all time.
Everybody wants to rule the world.
I say this is the top five song of all time.
Wow. I'm not going that far, but I ain't mad at you.
I would.
It's a good song. It's a good song. All right. If you're dealing with a dead battery, go to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. Why people be hating on Steph?
Is that it?
People being in Rob Parker.
And Tony, in Oakland, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tony?
Hey, how's it going, fellas? How we doing tonight?
Good, man. How are you?
Hey, man, so me personally, I think people hate on Steph Curry just due to his background. You know, he's his father was a great basketball player in himself, so he doesn't really get it out the mud, as people like to say, like LeBron James did or Kevin Durant. But, man, I think Rob Piper, man, you got to stop with this nonsense. The guy's a walking highlight reel. You know, he shoots threes and walks away, doesn't even watch them go in. He just knows that they're going in. You know, and then
Tony, just give me his finals moment
I got a better one for him. What about that ankle breaker on CP3? I mean, the guy hasn't recovered. His ankles have never recovered from that ankle breaker that Steph Curry gave him.
Put it on CP3.
That's a regular season game. I'm asking
Here's what I'll say, though, Rob.
You came up empty.
This is what I would equate your obsession with this quote-unquote finals moment to. It would be like if I was like, Steph is – I won't even go to GOAT. But that Steph is undoubtedly top 10 because he's the only unanimous MVP ever. Now, that would be ridiculous because plenty of guys should have been unanimous MVPs. But if I just harped on that, he's the only one. Who else? Is LeBron? Is Jordan? Is Kareem? I mean, that to me, that's the equivalent. It's something you can count, you can point to, but it's ridiculous because everybody knows. Come on, that's not the thing.
All right, Adam in Nashville, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Adam?
Hey, man, I just don't think he needs it. That's all. I mean, for me personally, right? Like, he's just he's a guy who gives me inspiration because I can never be Jordan. I can never be LeBron. But I might could be Steph, right? Like, he's just a little dude, baby face, grows his beard patchy. Like, he's not just an average guy, right? But he comes across the court, and you better put a hand on him, like, as soon as he crosses half court. So I think he gives inspiration. He's made a legacy that way, man. I don't have a moment for you, man, but I don't really need a moment.
Nobody has a moment.
His
you
whole
don't have a moment because he hasn't
moment.
Had one. That's
his
the
whole
problem.
Career is a moment. Real
you
talk.
You don't have a moment.
At least
no.
The last 8 years. That long enough of a moment for you?
No, that's not good enough. Mark in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Going
I need
on,
to call
gentlemen?
And balance this off. Call and balance this out from the Steph Curry hype man. Chris,
yes.
Slow down a little bit, okay?
Yes.
Nah, go. Let me hear what you got to say. Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Well, you better back off because you're challenging. You know I'll come at you like a freight train. Here I come.
Yo,
come on. Give it to him.
Bring it on.
Because he can shoot threes, just like the caller said, you can identify him. He's got more fans that way. Kids, everybody likes him. So they don't want to criticize him. Now, I'm going to give you a guy.
He gets plenty of criticism.
The opposite of this, LeBron James, you criticize everything he does, no matter what it is, and there's a guy do it every day. Steph, nobody wants to criticize him because they like
Hold
him.
Hold on,
so
Mark. Keep Mark on the line.
100%. That's a lot of
you are flat 100%. Out wrong.
100%
you are flat
right,
out wrong.
Mark.
No, 100%. Rob, and you know this. LeBron absolutely gets criticized. I'm a LeBron guy, but he gets criticized. But don't sit here and act like Steph don't get criticized.
He doesn't.
You don't
Stop
criticize
it.
Him.
Rob,
you're the hype man, bro. You're the hype man all day, every day.
He never criticizes Steph.
Rob, did I criticize him after game one.
Well, you had no choice with a six score.
No, I had a choice.
What?
You got
what
a choice,
say?
Too, and you never
criticized
certain guys. I'll criticize whoever if it's warranted. I know LeBron way better than I know Steph. I've done way more into one-on-one interviews with LeBron than Steph. But I've been critical of him, too. Just like I'll be critical of Steph. To sit here and say people aren't critical of Steph, it's just lunacy. Because
No, they
are
make it like
Steph,
he hasn't
LeBron,
done anything. Nobody
everybody.
Criticizes his defense. Nobody. Everybody.
First of all,
they,
you need to
they,
chill.
They
the,
like,
the Steph can't play defense narrative
I didn't say
needs
that.
To stop.
I said they never
because
criticize
he's got,
his
he's
defense.
He's become now a solid defender.
They like Steph Curry because the kids like him
Who's
because
they?
They're the same
Who's
they're the
they?
Same size and they can pick Steph Curry up. So that's why they feel good like that.
All right, we got Antonio Daniels joining us in a moment. Don't use that tomorrow night at your open mic, all right?
Not
we
tomorrow,
got Antonio
Thursday
Daniels.
Night.
Oh,
it's Tuesday.
Thursday, yeah.
Thursday
okay.
Night.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, B-Fin, slow down. Slow down. I mean, my
Wait a minute.
Goodness.
Chris, are you saying
Talk
I can't
about
get a comedy
putting
special?
The cart before the horse. Yeah, I am. I'm just keeping it real.
Comedy Central might be like, wait a minute, this dude is
I don't
funny.
Sell dreams.
Oh, wow.
I don't sell dreams. You're going to be great Thursday night, but slow down on the comedy special. We'll see.
Wow.
Let's work towards that, all right? All right, we got our man. He's a Pelicans color analyst, SiriusXM NBA radio host, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, NBA champion. I could go on and on. Antonio Daniels. What's up, brother?
Yo.
What's up, fellas? So wait, what's going on Thursday night? What's going on?
I'm making my debut on stage doing stand-up, Antonio, at the comedy store in Hollywood. I can't wait.
Are you serious?
Yes.
He is serious. Give him a taste, Rob. Give him a little taste.
No, I can't. I'm at the point. I'm so close to it. I'm not giving out any samples. I got all my work. I've been working on this. I've done a couple, Antonio, on the radio. If you go, I'm going to send one to your phone. And if you read the comments. I will. I'll send you like the second one. Chris gave me a good review on number two, Chris. I got better, right? From the first one.
You did.
So
the first
I'll send
one
it to
we
you
needed a lot of editing, a lot of laugh tracks, but the second one, no. It was
there will be no laugh tracks at the comedy store though. You know what I mean? There'll be none.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations, brother. Good luck. Thank you.
Yeah, and keep it clean, Rob. Remember, we don't need you getting fired.
I'm not getting fired on a comedy stage.
You gonna keep it clean?
All right,
Antonio. Look, we were just talking about, I don't even know how to ask you this, but we were just talking about Steph Curry. And his GM, Bob Myers, was saying, look, he doesn't know why Steph gets so much criticism, why people seem like reluctant to give him his props. Obviously, many people give him his props, so let's not overstate it. But then you do have a lot who are critical. Oh, he doesn't have the finals MVP, hadn't hit the big shot in the finals, whatever, things like that. What is your feeling on, and do you think it's legit that there are a lot of people out there that aren't feeling Steph?
Yes.
And why do you think that is?
Well, I can tell you this for sure, Chris. You're working with one of them.
That you're not feeling him?
No, me. He's talking about me.
Oh, no, Rob. Oh, yeah. No,
but wait a minute.
I've already dressed him down, Antonio.
Before we get, I've already dressed Rob. Wait a minute. Antonio, before we get there, and this was just one of my points. Because Steph hasn't won a finals MVP, and when you start talking about the greatest of all time, you nitpick. That's part of it.
Right.
And he hasn't given you a moment. He doesn't have a finals moment. He didn't knock down a three to win a game and send the team into the championship, you know, to win the championship or anything.
Okay.
There's no moment.
I get it. But does that take away from all that he's done?
Thank you.
Just because he doesn't have
a game's 48 minutes.
Because he doesn't have a Michael Jordan on Brian Russell moment? Does that take away from who Steph Curry is? Like, I'll tell you this, Chris, because we had this conversation throughout the course of the week. I don't understand why it is so difficult for people to give Steph Curry the credit that he deserves. I don't know if people feel like he's that kid in class that always got a pass, so you feel like you have to be a little more critical of him or a little harder on him than you are on other players. But I don't get it. I don't get it. If he wins a finals MVP, does that solidify or change anything as far as his resume or cachet is concerned?
Well,
not in my book, it doesn't.
Nobody's saying that he hasn't had a great career, but you still look for some of those moments. And here's the other one. Now you got to admit, when he goes scoreless in the final 6 minutes and his team gives up a 12-point fourth quarter lead, the anti-Steph people or the people who still question his clutchness, making shots at the end of games, they don't come out after that performance at the end?
I hear you. I mean, again, what we're doing is it's situational splitting hairs to me. You know what I mean? Like, we're very selective in our criticism of Steph Curry. It's almost there are people, and I'm not saying you're one of those people, Rob, but you may be one of those people, Rob.
Oh, he is.
That may be looking for Steph Curry to go scoreless in the last 6 minutes of the game to say exactly for what you
right.
just said.
Right.
You know, and I don't. I hear you. The difference with Steph Curry. Steph Curry's not LeBron James. He's not Kevin Durant. He's not Michael right. Jordan. What I mean by that, he's not 6'6", 6'8", or 7 foot. You know what I mean? He's 6'3". And sometimes his size and stature can work against him. But that's what makes him so great. On the flip side of the conversation, though, is the fact that he is 6'3", and he's relatable. If Steph Curry puts on a hat and walks down the street and you see him from behind, you ain't going to think that's an NBA superstar. You're not going to think that's one of the greatest players to ever put on the NBA uniform. If LeBron, you're going to be like, oh, man, that's somebody. If KD, oh, man, that's somebody. Steph Curry's relatable. And I think the fact that he is done and doing what he's doing to the NBA right now at his size is so incredibly impressive on all levels.
Antonio, let's get to the finals. Do you pick Boston, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
No. I pick Golden State in six.
Okay,
yeah,
I picked
Golden
them in
State.
Seven.
Yep.
Rob picked Boston in six, Rob?
Yep, I did.
Okay, after these first two games, how are you feeling about kind of where each team is at? Like, are you feel comfortable with your Golden State pick after what we've seen the first two games?
Yes, and I'm comfortable for a few different reasons. One, what Boston did in game one, is it sustainable? Is it sustainable? Right. When you have Marcus Smart, Derek White, Al Horford, and Robert Williams combined for 73 points, is that sustainable?
Yeah, but hold on. It doesn't have to be sustainable, and you know how games are. Could that change a series where you win a game you have no business winning? It had never happened in the NBA Finals where a team was up by 12 and gave up and lost by 12 at home. That can change a series. You don't need that every game to win an NBA Finals, but that can change Antonio?
So what I said after game one was this. You know when Golden State was up 15 heading into the fourth and Jaylen Brown went on a nice little run to cut the lead to two?
Yep.
What I said at the end of game one is if Jaylen Brown misses his first two shots of the fourth quarter, it's a 20-point runaway victory for Golden State. You know what happened in game two? Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum didn't hit those same shots to start the fourth quarter, and it was a runaway win. My issue with Boston has been this. From the moment that it was 2-2 in the Eastern Conference Finals, I felt that whoever was coming out the East, whether Boston or Miami, could not generate enough offense consistently. So, yeah, we can talk about game one, but then game two, they put up 88 points. That was my worry with the Boston Celtics. Great defensive team. Great defensive team, but can they put up enough offense four times to beat the Golden State Warriors?
Yes.
That was my worry.
They can when you have a washed Klay Thompson. Klay's washed.
I don't think he's washed. He scored 30
Antonio,
in game.
Antonio, he's washed. Did you watch him in game two? Can they win a championship with 4-for-19?
Here's the thing, Rob. He went 4-for-19 and they still won by 20. But this is what I'll say. Klay Thompson does not have to be Klay Thompson of 5 years ago. He doesn't have to be that guy. Now, for the rest of the series, for these next five games, if it does go seven, let's say he averages 20 points a game. And Jordan Poole is Jordan Poole. And Andrew Wiggins is Andrew Wiggins. And Steph Curry is doing what Steph Curry does. That's what you need. Klay Thompson has been awful in these first two games.
Yep.
But yet they still want one of those two games. Now, if he comes back here and he's really good in one of these two games, now they have home court back.
And if he's bad in both of those games and they lose him, you're going to look back and say, yeah, Steph needed Klay. I just think that they can't win if Klay is terrible.
But Klay's got a game or two.
If they lose two games, I will definitely say, well, you know what? They needed Klay to be Klay. That's why Jordan Poole, for me, was the biggest X factor in the series. Because I don't trust any – I won't just say Klay Thompson. I don't trust any NBA basketball player that's been out for 2 years and then returns from a ruptured Achilles and a torn ACL. I don't trust that. That's why you have Jordan Poole, though. That's why now he is garnering in between $20 and $25 million a year. Klay Thompson doesn't have to give you 25 points a game. Doesn't have to. He can give you 18. He can give you 21. And then Jordan Poole can give you 18 and 21. That offsets what Klay used to bring to the table, in my opinion.
All right. That's our brother Antonio Daniels. Great stuff as always,
Antonio,
my man.
Check your phone. I'm going to send it to you, okay?
All right. Appreciate you, fellas.
Yeah. All right, brother. Peace. All right, Cam.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Newton is full of excuses these days. We'll get into that next. Fox Sports Radio.
Routes.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple. And we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob, Cam Newton, not getting much interest. Seattle, you know, fiend interest. I guess that's what Pete Carroll does. Fiend interest in, you know, certain quarterbacks. But Kaepernick, Cam. But anyway, Cam,
I got a new nickname for Cam.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
Fib Newton. That's where he is now. Fib Newton.
Well, speaking of a fib, here he is on why, Rob, that he struggled the last two seasons.
Yeah, we don't got this. I'll read the quote for you guys. He was on the Pivot podcast earlier this week, and they asked
him
about
it. Was he fibbing or was he talking?
I'll let you be the judge, Rob Parker. Here's what he said. The New England experience was a, we'll say, messed up situation. He said a different word. I was still learning the offense 7-8 weeks into the season. It was brain overload. There was time of going to the line of scrimmage, and I'm still thinking, did I know it? Yeah. To the degree that I needed to know in order to show the world I'm still Cam Newton? No. But I put myself in that situation. Then he added, Carolina, put myself in another messed up situation. I'm signed on Thursday. I play on Sunday. At what point did I think I was going to be successful? The next week, I'm starting. That's 10 days of me being on the team. I'm still trying to learn the offense. So before I sit up here and allow the narrative to be made that Cam ain't got it no more, Cam is taking full responsibility and saying that Cam put himself in a messed up situation.
All right, Rob. Look, I will admit this. There is some truth to what Cam said in that, yeah, I mean, it is tough. You just step in right away. I mean, certainly in Carolina where he signed Thursday and he's starting Sunday. And, you know, even in New England, he had to learn a new system and all that. Okay, there's some truth to that. But number one, there are quarterbacks that aren't superstars are often in that position. Okay, you're with a new team. You got to, you know, make lemonade out of lemons. And the bottom line to me, Rob, is Cam is washed. And I've been saying for a while now that I just don't think he has much left. I think, unfortunately, he took way too many hits, and referees let him be hit like he was a running back. And it took its toll. And he had the shoulder injuries and things like that. And he can't really throw the football now. 2 years ago, 8 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. Last year, 4 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Like, he can't run it regularly, consistently like he used to. And he's not a very good passer at this point. I do think he's done as a starting quarterback in this league. And he's admitted himself, Rob, to bring him in as a backup. He's Cam Newton. There's a big aura about him that can make that at times problematic, although that might be waning now.
I think that's maybe done. Could be I think that's done. I don't.
So you think you could bring him in now as a backup?
Yeah, I do. But I call him a Fib Newton because, Chris, that Carolina I got signed on Thursday, played on Sunday. He played well in that game. That was like the best game he played, actually, when he got there. You remember he had a couple of touchdowns, and everybody was like, wow, he's back.
Yeah, so that was his best game.
I just think that you start to make excuses, things don't go right. And as much as you want to learn the playbook or whatever, it's still about hitting the open man and trying to figure it. It's a complicated game, but it's simple. If that makes sense. So to say that these are the reasons why he struggled and he couldn't be the Cam Newton that we all know, it's because father time caught up with you. It's because injuries caught up with you. It's because you're not the same player you were when you were the MVP of the Panthers, Chris, and he had 35 touchdowns in the air and 15 rushing. What was it, 10 or 15? You remember 10, that?
Yeah. I think
he had like 45
rushing
touchdowns that year.
He was
phenomenal. He's not that guy.
Year.
That's all. It's
35
okay.
passing, and I think it was 10 rushing.
Right? I think he had 45 touchdowns. He was unbelievable. He was Superman.
Yeah, and look, I get it. It's hard, right? Rob, Cam Newton is 33 years old.
He's
33
young.
Years old. Yeah, and he's just turned 33 in May. So I get it. It is hard. That is young by NFL standards even, right? You're seeing Tom Brady. You're seeing Aaron Rodgers. All these guys play way up there. Drew Brees just retired in his 40s.
Aaron Rodgers has 2 MVPs at 37,
right.
6 and 7.
And
whatever.
When you were that great, you know, you still think you can do it. But he can't, unfortunately. And keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.